This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya wal-mursaleen. Nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathiran amma ba'd. Last week we took the introduction of what the belief of Ahlul Sunnah is when it comes to the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is upon us to believe when it comes to the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim? This is what the whole issue is about. So it's important that we know the right that a Muslim has when it comes towards the Sahaba, or the right they have against us, and what the haqqullah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to our belief regarding the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they lived with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They carried the religion with him. They carried it on their shoulders. And then they conveyed it to those that came after them. And all of this you find that it is in the books of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah. The actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was narrated to us by the Sahaba. The statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the beliefs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it came to the small matters of our religion and also the big matters of our religion. And this wasn't except through the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something that Sheikh Falah Ismail hafidhahullah ta'ala told us about his Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari rahimahullah ta'ala. When Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari rahimahullah ta'ala came to explaining the issues pertaining to the Sahaba, he would take a moment out by looking at the sky and he would say, As-Sahaba, As-Sahaba. He would keep looking into the sky and his imam would fall off. Out of respect and the status that the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim they had in our religion. How can one come today and speak negatively about the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, or even insult them or attack them in any way? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, alamatul imani hubbul ansar. The sign, the alama, the sign of the believers is loving the Ansar. The Ansar are those that help the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if this is now pertaining or regarding the Ansar, who are lower than the Muhajireen. Muhajireen, they are the afdal, the most superior when it comes to fadl than any of the companions, the Muhajirun. And we're going to think inshaAllah ta'ala, who is the best, those that come after them and those that come after them when it comes to fadl. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, وَلِكُلِّهِمْ قَدْرٌ وَفَضْلٌ صَاطِعٌ لَكِنَّمَا الصِّدِّيقُ مِنْ الْأَفْضَلُ. Every single one of them from the companions has a shining excellence and he has a preference, but Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the best amongst them, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala he mentioned in these lines of poetry. So ala kullin, Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari would take his time out looking up as-sahaba, as-sahaba, due to the status they had and due to the platform that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he gave to these companions that accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in times of ease and likewise in times of hardship. So one comes today and starts belittling or starts speaking ill about the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim, as this is the belief of many today. This is the belief of many today. And it's gradually increasing in our communities. We might not see it, but it's gradually increasing, as we mentioned last week as well. And we mentioned last week as well, Ikhwani, who's the Sahabi?
The one who met Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this state of iman and died in this state of iman.
Naam. من لقي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, as Ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, من لقي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, whoever met the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, مؤمنا به ومات عليه, ولو تخللت الردة على الأصح, whoever met the Prophet, believed in him and died in the state of Islam, this person is Sahabi.
Whether this person sat with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a few minutes, whether it was for a few days, whether it was for years, even if a person came and he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the back of the masjid, and he saw him, he met him in that kind of state, then this person is considered to be a sahabi. طيب, we also mentioned if a person now dies after accepting al-Islam, he dies and he apostates, is this person a mu'min?
If he comes back and dies,
is he still a sahabi?
If he comes back to the Islam and dies as a Muslim, then he is still a sahabi.
Jayid. If one now meets the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then becomes a kafir, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has died, and then he might become Muslim. Let's just say, for an example, in the time of Umar, we say that this person is still a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Ash'ath ibn Qais radiyallahu anhu, he was a Muslim. He met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he apostated. Ash'ath ibn Qais, he apostated from the religion of Islam. What happened after that? In the time of Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, when he was the leader, he became a Muslim again. When there was war going on, he was brought to Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu as a captive. He entered into an Islam, and we find that the ulama, they still refer to him as a sahabi. Is that clear? Is that clear, Juan? Yeah? Someone was a Muslim, then after that he became a kafir. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dies, then maybe in another time he becomes a Muslim again. This person, he still keeps his companionship, he is still a sahabi, and we say radiyallahu anhu. So we mentioned also what tarahum ala ashabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kullihim. فإن الله عز وجل قال والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان والترحم meaning having mercy, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon them, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be satisfied with them, all of them. كلهم is a key word, underline it. The word كلهم is a key word. That doesn't mean we only have, or we only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with some of them. Like the Rafida, the Shia, they do, they respect Ahlul Bayt. Ali radiallahu anhu, they respect. They respect Hassan and Hussein. But when it comes to Abu Bakr and Umar, they are the worst of the creation. This is not our aqeedah. Rather, every single person from the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim, who met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he died upon an iman, we have a tarahum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon them. We say radiallahu an, we take him as a sahabi, we respect him. Ibn Hazm rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, kullu man sahiba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam biniyatin sadiqa. Every single sahabi who accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a righteous intention. That takes out what? The munafiqeen, who used to make it look like to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they are upon huda, that they are upon al-Islam, that they are upon guidance. So the Imam Ibn Hazm mentioned biniyat sadiqa, with the righteous intention. وَلَوْ سَاعَ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ لَا يَدْخُلُ النَّارِ. Even if it is for an hour, this person is from the people of Jannah and he won't enter into the fire. So we can say قطعًا, every single sahabi is in the Jannah without any taraddud, us having any doubt regarding any of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, or any hesitation. Every single one of them is in the Jannah, and inshallah ta'ala we'll mention some of the proofs and evidences regarding this. So وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَالْإِخْوَانَ الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. From the alamat of a believer, of a Muslim, is to act upon this ayah. Those that come after them, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ, they say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَالْإِخْوَانَ الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, forgive those that have come before us from our brothers. and those that have preceded us in al-Iman. O Allah, forgive them, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon them. And we mention also that three issues that we have to believe in and go in accordance with when it comes to the issue of the Sahaba. Can anyone mention this? The first one was wujubu at-taraddi wa tarahhum. The first issue when it comes to Sahaba is that we ask, you love all of them. You love every single one of them. And you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy and be satisfied with them. That's the first one. Second thing, kaf amma shajara bainhum. The issues that happen between the Sahaba, the problems that happen between them, we don't get involved. We keep quiet. And this is some of the reasons why some people, they have hatred towards maybe Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about him that he was katib al-wahi. He used to write down the wahi, the revelation coming down. Abu Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was given the responsibility to write down the revelation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him, oh Allah, teach him the Quran and teach him the hisab. A dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for Muawiyah. Without a doubt, the Sahaba, they make mistakes. And some mistakes happen between the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some issues happen between Ali and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Even though Ali radiallahu anhu was correct, we say that the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim, kulluhum mujtahidun. Every single one of them is a mujtahid. They strive to get the right answer. And some of them, sometimes they're right, and some of them are wrong. And we apply to them the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا اجْتَهَدَ الْحَاكِمُ فَأَخْطَى فَلَهُ أَجَرٌ. When a hakim makes a ruling and he is wrong, he gets one reward. فَإِذَا أَصَابَ فَلَهُ أَجَرٌ. And when he's correct, he gets two rewards. So the problems that happen between the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim, you don't get involved. They are people that have been forgiven. تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ خَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ لَعَلَّ اللَّهُ يَطَّلْعَ عَلَىٰ بَدْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them and He's told us, لَا يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ بَعْدُ وَقَاتَلُوا. Those people that spent and they fought before the conquest of Mecca are not the same than those that came after and they gave charity and they also fought after the conquest of Mecca. There's preference between them. يَتَفَاضَلُونَ وَلَكِنْ وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every single one of them has been promised al-husna. You go back to the Mufassirin, they say al-jannah. And like Ibn Hazm rahimahullah ta'ala, he used this ayah as a proof that every single one of them is in al-jannah. قَطْعًا. And he won't enter into the fire at all. As long as the Sahabi had niyatun sadiqah that takes out the munafiqeen, who are not from the companions, even though they met him, they saw him, they made it look like they believed in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَكِنْ كَانَ بِنِيَةٍ كَاذِبَةٍ, with a unrighteous and with an oppressive intention. And they are not from the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim. So you have the first one, وُجُوبَ تَرَضِّي وَتَرَحُّمْ. كَفُّ عَمَّا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ, which is the second one, to stay away from the things that happen between them. And then loving the third one is loving the close relatives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt. And you have another extreme, Ahlul Sunnah are in the middle. You have one extreme who hate the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim. But they only love Ahlul Bayt, like the Rawafid. You have the Nawasib who are on the other side. They hate the Ahlul Bayt, but they love the rest of the Sahaba. So people like Ali radiallahu anhu, they dislike Fatima, they dislike Hassan and Hussein, they dislike. But Ahlul Sunnah are in the middle when it comes to both issues. They love every single one of them. They make dua for them. And they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be satisfied with them. And they don't get involved in which has happened. happened between them. So brothers, inshallah ta'ala, the most preferable amongst them are the Asharatu Mubashireen. And advise every single one of us to memorize it. I ask every single one of us to memorize the Asharatu Mubashireen. Brothers, our kids, they memorize the 11-a-side football team. Forget about just the 11-a-side. Those who are on the bench and the one that's injured as well for an upcoming game, they know who's playing. And they know the one that's not playing. You ask the average guy, I saw a video on Facebook just yesterday. Someone posted in Saudi Arabia. Someone's going around making video, asking the kids, tell me 5 football players. He's able to tell him straight away. And it's the sad reality. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us and also our kids and those that come after them the correct understanding of the religion. Wallahi brothers, it's a sad reality. Our kids today, they know the characters in Peppa Pig. You ask them about the Disney World, the Disneyland, the channels that come up, wallahi, they know the characters. They even know the guy's name, the one that's taking place in the film. The actor's real name and his name when he is acting inside the film. Our kids, they're running after people like Justin Bieber. They're running around people, what? People like Ahmed Saleh. A guy that comes on YouTube, he tells the people, this is how I put my hat on. I do my imamah like this, I do this and I do that. Hundreds and thousands of hits, these kind of programs, these kind of people get. Our kids, wallahi brothers and sisters, think about this. Our kids, they know the characters of a khinzir, of a pig. A program that the kids love today, Peppa Pig. But when it comes to the greatest of those who walked upon the face of the earth, wallahi, the majority don't know. So this guy that's making a video on Facebook, he asked him about the football players, they can tell him straight away. So they asked the kid, tell me 5 Sahabi. Forget about Abu Bakr, Umar. No Sahabi is mentioned at all. That's why, wallahi, brothers and sisters, كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Every single person is a shepherd. And every single person is مسؤول عن رعيته. He is in charge of his flock. And every single person will be asked about their own children, their own offspring. That's why time and time again we say, in order for our children and those that come after them to become rectified, we need to rectify ourselves. How do we expect our kids to know, or those that come after us to know anything about the religion, if we ourselves, we don't know? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَسْتَرْعِيهِ لَا رَعِيَّةٍ يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَهُوَ غَاشٌ لَهُمْ إِلَّا حَرَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. There is no one that has been given the responsibility. يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ يَمُوتُ. The day when he dies, and it came in another narration, وَلَمْ يُحِتْهَا بِنُصْحِهِ. He never advised them accordingly. إِلَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the Jannah haram upon him. This is every single person who has children, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed responsibility on his neck to teach his kids, to teach them the basics of his religion. And he doesn't fulfill that obligation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the Jannah haram. And it came in another narration, he won't smell the Jannah. So brothers and sisters, this is just a reminder to all of us. Wallahi, our kids, they become dhaya. The majority of the time they are with us. Let's not lie to ourselves. 8-9 hours of the day, they are in the hands of the kuffar. I've seen it with my own eyes, brothers. I went to school. The kids there, the people that they're hanging around with, even if they're not hanging around with these people, the teachers you find, they fill them with garbage. They make things that is haram. It's okay for them. Brothers and sisters, I witnessed this with my own eyes. The teacher says, wallahi, al-Islam tells you that this is haram, but another religion tells you that this is halal. So if you have this religion, then you can, embark on doing this particular action, but if you're in the religion of Islam, you can't. Hinduism allows this. Christianity allows this. This religion allows this. So the kid there who doesn't have any understanding of his religion, wallahi, that's kind of true, you know. Yani, Christianity allows this, and if I really want to do this, then what is the thing that's preventing me from actually going into this religion? One time they asked a kid, they asked someone, everybody draw your gods. The Hindu, he draws what? His statue. The Christian, he draws Jesus or Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, wa huwa zuran wa kadiban, him on a cross. And the Muslim, what does the Muslim draw? Everybody knows how their God looks like, so they say to the kid, khalas, you don't know how your God looks like. That means there's no presence of him. The whole point is, if the kid knows their religion properly, they're not gonna fall in any of these kind of things. Wallahi, also something that I heard, brothers and sisters, someone came up to another person and said, your prophet is a pedophile. Why? Because he got married to a 7-year-old or a 9-year-old. How can one even reply to this kind of shubha? It's a shubha, it's a doubt. It makes you think, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did this. And today the law is saying that you can't do this. All is what? The pollution of the people of the West that have polluted the minds of our youngsters. And it's very, very sad to say. And this all goes back, brothers and sisters, to adam ma'rifat deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not knowing the basics of our religion. I went off topic. What was I speaking about?
About the
10 sahaba. The 10 sahaba, radiallahu anhum. As we mentioned last week, the best of them is who? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. That ayah that is mentioned in Surah Al-Ankabut, the Mufassirun, they say they came down upon Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And also the same of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. And when they were in the cave, it's mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his friend, لا تحزن, do not become sad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. The fact that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is mentioned in the Quran, kafa bihi sharafan, it is enough to show us the honor of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The first man that entered into Islam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Then you have Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ma laqiyaka ash-shaytanu سالك الفجة إلا سلك فجا غير فجك. Never does shaytan take a path. Sorry, never do you take a path except that the shaytan takes another path. Out of fear for Umar ibn Khattab. It came in another narration, wallahi, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَيَخَافُ مِنْكَ. The Prophet swears by Allah, the shaytan is scared of you, ya Umar. Umar ibn Khattab. And then you have Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, Dhul Nurayn, who was married to two of the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The man that the malaika used to be shy from. One time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the house and his thighs were showing. His thighs were showing. Abu Bakr walked in, he never uncovered it. Sorry, he never covered it. Umar ibn Khattab walked in, he never covered it. Uthman ibn Affan walks in, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam covers his thighs. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why did you cover it when Uthman came in, but you never covered it when Abu Bakr and Umar ibn Khattab came into the house? He said, أَلَا أَسْتَحِي مِنْ رَجُلٍ تَسْتَحِي مِنْهُ الْمَلَائِكَ. Shall I not be shy of a man the malaika are shy from? So the malaika used to be shy of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. And there's a lot of doubts regarding Uthman. So inshallah ta'ala, ikhwani, we're going to take this time out to defend Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. That the Rafi that we bring to you, Uthman ibn Affan, he wasn't there when the Battle of Badr took place. Uthman ibn Affan ran away in the middle of a battle. They knew that Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan was the most third, was the most preferable after Abu Bakr and Umar. He committed a major sin. He ran away in the middle of a battle. And we know, Ikhwani, that's from the major sins. For someone, when the adu, the enemy comes, and the Muslims are there, for one to turn back on his heels and run away, it is from the major sins. The Prophet ﷺ said, اِجْتَنِبُوا سَبْعًا مُبِقَانًا. Stay away from the seven destructive sins. From the ones that he mentioned was, التَوَلِّي يَوْمَ الزَّحْفِ. التَوَلِّي يَوْمَ الزَّحْفِ. To run away when the two enemies have come against each other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَاثْبُتُوا فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who believe, when you meet the enemy, be firm and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have taqwa. Perhaps that you might be successful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُوَلِّيهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دُبُرَهُ. وَمَنْ يُوَلِّيهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دُبُرَهُ. What was that again? وَمَنْ يُوَلِّيهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دُبُرَهُ فَلَا تُوَلُّهُمُ الْأَدْبَارَ وَمَنْ يُوَلِّيهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دُبُرَهُ إِلَّا مُتَحَرِّفًا لِقِتَالٍ أَوْ مُتَحَيِّزًا إِلَى فِئَةٍ فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِغَضَبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Whoever does that, whoever runs away, except if it is in a strategic manner, فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِغَضَبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. This person, he has the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. And this person will be what? Sent into a fire. وَمَا لِلْظَالِمِينَ النَّصَارِ. So we'll say to you that Uthman ibn Affan, he ran away. Some of the greatest occurrences, some of the greatest things that took place in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Uthman ibn Affan wasn't there. Bay'atul Ridwan. When the Sahaba, they gave bay'ah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Uthman ibn Affan wasn't there. So he's not from those who are mentioned in the hadith when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَا يَدْخُلُ النَّارِ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الشَّجَرَةِ الَّذِينَ بَيْعُوا تَحْتَهَا. Those that gave bay'ah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam under the tree, they won't enter into the fight inshaAllah ta'ala مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الشَّجَرَةِ. So they bring you these kind of shubhat. And all of it has been clarified in one narration of Sahih Bukhari. And brothers, part of advice, الدين نصيحة لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم. Part of defending the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by defending his religion. Part of giving advice, the hadith لله ولرسوله, is by defending his religion. And by us defending the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim who carried the religion from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it goes under this hadith. And also, Ikhwani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, مَنْ ذَبَّ عَنْ عِرْضِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ يُعْتِقُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Whoever defends the honor of his brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a right upon himself, wajib upon himself, to protect him from the fire. So if you get this reward now for defending your brother, someone saying this about your brother, and you defend, you say no, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, astaghfirullah, I was about to say, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the brother, na'am, he doesn't do this, why? Because he did this and he did that. Or defending a shaykh or a talib ilm, and you get this reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from fire. Then imagine a sahabi, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a great reward. Na'am. So a man from Egypt, he came and he was performing Hajj. جاء رجل من أهل مصر حج البيت فرأى قوما جلوسا. So he saw some people, some of the people, they were sitting down. فقال من هؤلاء القوم. Who are these people? He asked. فقالوا هؤلاء قريش. These are the people of Quraysh. قال فمن الشيخ منهم. Who is the sheikh amongst them? قالوا عبد الله بن عمر. Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn Khattab, who was a faqih, who had great understanding when it came to religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ يَا إِبْنَ عُمَرْ إِنِّي سَأَلُكَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ. O Ibn Umar, I ask you about something. Let me ask you about something. So Abdullah ibn Umar replies back and he says, فَحَدِّثْنِي, tell me about it. So he says to him, هل تعلم أن عثمان فر يوم أحد؟ Do you know that Uthman, on the day of Uhud, he ran away? يعني in other words, Uthman ibn Affan, he's got the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. He committed a major sin, as we previously mentioned. It's from the seven destructive sins. قال نعم. Abdullah ibn Umar, he said that, نعم, I know. قال تعلم أنه تغيب عن بدر ولم يشهد. And do you know that he wasn't present in the Battle of Badr? In the Battle of Badr, those the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned لَعَلَّ اللَّهُ اِطَّلْعَ عَلَى الْبَدْرِ. And perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven اِطَّلْعَ عَلَى الْبَدْرِ. فَقَالْ اِعْمَلُ مَا شِئْتُمْ فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. As it came in another narration, all of those who participated in the Battle of Badr have been forgiven. So Uthman ibn Affan wasn't there. He wasn't witness to it. قال نعم. Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, نعم, I know about it. قال تعلم أنه تغيب عن بيعة الرضوان فلم يشهدها. And you also know that he was not present. He was absent when they gave bay'ah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time there was 1,400 sahabi there. And all of them are in Jannah. As it came in the hadith of Umm Mubashir radiallahu anha, and he is in Sahih Muslim. So Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, na'am. So the man that says, Allahu Akbar. قال ابن عمر, تعال أبين لك. So he tells this man not to come. Let me clarify to you. And some of these doubts, ikhwani, is from the doubts of the Shia, who hate Uthman ibn Affan. Who hate Uthman ibn Affan. Someone will come up to you and tell you, Uthman ibn Affan, how can he even be close to any of the greatest of the companions? How can we say that Uthman was before Ali in the pecking order when it came to preference? Ali radiallahu anhu was there and all these things, but he wasn't there. Uthman ibn Affan. So Abdullah ibn Umar, he mentioned, أَمَّا فِرَارُهُ يَوْمَ أُحَدْ. As for the running away that he did, the fact that he ran away on the day of Uhud, فَأَشْهَدُ, I bear witness, أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَفَى عَنْهُ. I bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him. And there's a whole ayah that came down. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ تَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَنَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Those that ran away on the day, يوم الجمعان, the day when the two armies came together, إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمْ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaytan was the one that pushed them towards doing this particular action, gave them doubts. إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ تَلْقَى الْجَمْعَانِ إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them. وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them. So in this issue now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all those that ran away. يَوْمَ تَخَجَّمْعَانِ, the day when the two groups came together. So he mentioned عَفَى عَنْهُ وَغَفَرَ لَهُ. وَأَمَّا تَغَيِّبُهُ عَنْ بَدْرٍ فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ تَحْتَهُ بِنْتُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَتْ مَرِيضَةً. Pay attention here, ikhwan. The day when he was absent in the Battle of Badr, فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ تَحْتُهُ بِنْتُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. He was looking after the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because she was sick. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, إِنَّ لَكَ أَجْرَ رَجُلٍ مِمَّنْ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا وَسَحْمَهُ. For you is the reward of the one that took part in the Battle of Badr and also his sahm. Sahm as in, يعني the reward that one would have got for killing maybe a disbeliever. وَأَمَّا تَغَيِّبُهُ عَنْ بَيْعَةِ الرِّضْوَانِ فَلَوْ كَانَ أَحَدٌ